this is an R-rated movie. And it's just the fuck out of it.
Welcome to the Six Demon Bag Podcast, where we pull random topics related to writing, comics, movies, all that kind of thing.
Hey guys, this is Ed. I write various fictions, horror, science fiction.
I'm Jeff. I write science fiction and horror.
I'm Drew. I'm a gamer and anime fan.
My name is Elliot.
And this is Ryan.
Bigfoot, yay or boo?
Dude, I was hoping we were talking about Bigfoot. I already told you guys I fell asleep watching finding Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I had nightmares about Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. But something's out there. There ain't no man. I don't know if we're all going to die. But I really, really, it would be worth it to me to go camping, which I hate, if I could see Bigfoot. Because I want to know, yes or no, if he's real. And I think he probably might be.
Not to put a damper on it immediately, but the man responsible
right.
for the famous Bigfoot video.
Patterson Gimel's
French. Yeah.
Thank you. Said, hey guys, this is a fake. And now goes on tour to try and prove to people that he created the video. They faked it.
I believe in ghosts. I believe in the afterlife. The guy came out and said there's no Bigfoot. The guy that did it.
He's a liar.
Bigfoot's like leaning on him.
Keep the secret all to himself.
Bigfoot is.
Bigfoot's got his kid in the woods or something.
Go out and tell everybody there ain't no Bigfoot.
They brought him into a smoke-filled room and said, listen.
Bigfoot had a gun on him the whole time.
If you tell anybody about us, we're going to have to rub you out. He's like, oh. Bigfoot's the mafia. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, I've heard people who have said that they've seen things and that things have happened. And, you know, you call it unexplained, but there has to be an explanation for all this.
The guy gave it. He said the explanation.
But I mean, like
he's been hassling people in the woods all these years.
I've worked with a guy who said that he had some relative who had a cabin or something, and they were up there, and something ran by his truck at night and scared the hell out of him. He's like, you know, it moved too fast. It wasn't a bear, and it was an escaped gorilla. It was too big. It wasn't a deer. So, you know, people see those kind of things. Maybe it's your imagination being out in the woods, which is why you shouldn't go in the woods and stay in your house.
That's why I keep my ass out of the woods altogether.
Out of the woods altogether.
I was trying to go to sleep one night, and, like, I heard this clicking sound. This is going to sound weird.
It was Noli's skull.
I was like at a sleepover or something, you know, like in elementary school. And I was sleeping over my friend's house, and like I heard this clicking sound, and I convinced myself in my brain that it was an evil neighbor, like walking down the road, like clicking, like our heels clicking on the road, like coming to kill me. And I was fucking terrified. And then I finally, after like 20 minutes of just being like, what is that sound? Realized it was my friend like snoring and making like a clicking noise in his mouth. So
with his mandibles?
Maybe especially at night. Maybe when you're like predator? Half asleep, you, that's like a predator.
Was it a predator?
It's not easy.
Front teeth were clicking.
Not easy. But my point is that your imagination
really
run wild in the night, in the dark, when you're on the cusp of sleep.
Jeez, you got a big pussy. Jeez, you got a big pussy.
She said, I didn't.
This guy,
quote it.
This guy that I talked to, I mean, he wasn't like falling asleep or anything.
He wasn't some crazy asshole like you.
Yeah, I mean, he worked out at the gym. He couldn't be. He worked out at the same gym.
He might have been the pooper, though. He might have been the shower pooper.
No, I wasn't at that one. So.
He wasn't the kind of guy that would make up stories about a stock boy killing himself in the back room.
It wasn't a stock boy. It was, what was his name?
It doesn't matter.
He was made up.
You give him a name.
It was an ostrich.
He had a name.
Terwilliger.
No, it wasn't that. But he had a name, and he had a desk in the back, and the office was configured differently, and his desk was back there. And when they told him that the company was going out of business, he sat at his desk and he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll see his ghost back there.
Yeah.
But I made that up just to scare people, but then I scared myself in the parking lot.
Mr. Terwilliger.
I think there's been so many sightings of Bigfoot and of things that there has to be something to it.
Yeah, people seeking attention.
So here's a couple things that you would think. If there was a giant primate in the woods, at some point it would probably leave behind
poop.
Dead bodies.
Yeah, corpse. A dead. Yeah. It'd be a dead Bigfoot.
And with the advent of trail cams, you would probably eventually get something on video.
I've been caught on trail cam at my parents' house.
Except so that with all the new species that they discover every year, doesn't that, I mean, why wouldn't those species have been discovered earlier?
Because they're not discovering those species in Oregon.
Because
or Colorado, where they see all these Bigfoot sightings. If a population is large enough that it can sustain itself, it is so large that it would leave some kind of evidence.
So, in the Pacific Northwest, in, I'll say, you know, Canada, Vancouver, down into Washington and Oregon, and even Northern California, the forest is so dense that it has largely remained unexplored. It's mapped because they know where mountains are and they know where the coastline is. But there was a... Something happened, there was a squadron of airplanes in the 40s or 50s that were training.
How old are you, Elliot?
And these planes went down in bad weather in the Pacific Northwest. And the military said, F it. We have no idea where they are. They didn't go in there looking for them because there's no way we'll ever find these guys in all of this dense forest.
That place is crawling with Bigfoots.
So,
I mean,
I think that's what happened to D.B. Cooper, man. He jumped out.
And a Bigfoot caught him?
Yeah, man. Caught him and raised him, and he was trying to get away. He's like, dude, I got money. But it's like, I don't need money. I'm Bigfoot.
This is a ripped one that I accidentally ripped.
A sail ripper?
This one is called Dad Rage, when emotions turn on a dime or something.
When you go to see Jennifer's body and there are some teenagers who are just enjoying their lives being teenagers, and suddenly your buddy Jeff turns around and says, this is an R-rated movie!
Did that happen?
You know, remember when he saw Jennifer's body and he yelled at those teenagers behind him?
Was that Jennifer's?
Oh.
I'm sure there are.
Do you want to know the other side of the story?
And so, now, the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. So, as Elliot would have you believe, we went to see an R-rated movie and I yelled at kids for no reason.
No, I said they were goofing around and being teenagers.
There were some shenanigans.
So, they're being very loud and very rambunctious before the movie started, and I took note, but I did not get upset because the movie had not yet started. And I give people a pass because until the movie starts, anything goes. It's fine. But then they decided to escalate things by taking handfuls of pocket change and throwing them at each other as hard as they could. And a quarter whizzed past my ear, and that's when I snapped. I could hear a quarter or a half dollar because a large silver piece whizzed past my eye, and then I stood up, and all the swears that were about to come out of my mouth, all the dad rage, I stuffed it down because it wouldn't be appropriate, and I said, "Put a lid on it!" And you laughed
thing to say
heartily.
All I remember is you said, this is an R-rated movie. Oh. It's almost like, you don't even belong in here.
I never said that. I said, put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it, I remember. The most amazing thing about that story, though, is the fact that Elliot was with us. I don't remember that at
all. This
was
back in the day when I used to actually, when you guys used to invite me to things.
Did I come up with this because I wanted to tell the story about the theater? Yeah, okay. I went to Burbank to the AMC, and I'm a pretty mild-mannered person. I don't think I yell a lot, at least not in public. I don't yell a lot and stuff, but so I came in, and we were there to see, what the hell kid movie were we there to see? I don't know. I think it was...
Transylvania 2.
Was it that? Something. Hotel Transylvania. Two, yeah, you're right.
Can't have babies!
Hotel Transylvania 2, right. Which I wasn't that thrilled to go see anyway. But it didn't put me in a bad mood. I was with my kids, whatever, I took them. I have a six-year-old and a five-year-old and a 12-year-old. And so we go in, and we're just getting to the part where, you know, you give the guy your tickets or whatever. And
it's a good part in that movie. I like that.
My daughter, my six-year-old daughter, Willow, like, bumps into this guy at the customer service counter as we're walking by, and he goes, "Fucking idiots," and looks back. And I was like, "Whoa, what?" And I walked up to him, and I was tapped him on the shoulder, and I was like, "Did you just call my six-year-old little girl a fucking idiot?" And he doesn't look at me. He goes, yeah. And I was like, "Well, how about I knock you the fuck out right here?" And he was like, look, man, you know, I was having a really bad morning and everything." And I was like, "Fuck your morning." I was like, "You're going to have a bad fucking day, dude." And, I said, "You're going to have a bad fucking day. Oh, fuck your day," shit. I said. And he was just like, I looked over and my 12-year-old was looking at me and I was like, I just said a lot of fucks in front of my 12-year-old. And so I was like, whatever. And I walked away from this guy and I was pissed. Like the whole freaking like time I'm sitting my kids down, I'm like angry as hell because I was ready to push this guy down the front stairs and everything. And so then I'm standing in line for popcorn, and I think I'm actually fucking posting about how pissed I am on Facebook or something. And
you can find him on Facebook at E.M. Erdelak.
To AMC's credit, one of their young managers that was at the counter comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder and says, "How would you like to get the fuck knocked out?" No. He says, "Look, we're really sorry that happened. We want you to know we kicked that guy out. Like, we kicked him out of the theater, and here's two free passes." And so he gave me two free passes, and instantly my dad rage, like, flooded right to the bottom of my toes.
I hope that if I ever have children, I'm as cool as you. Yeah.
What I find impossible to believe, and it makes me believe that the whole story is a lie,
thank you,
is that Ed would actually buy popcorn.
Next topic. The Purge vomit stories.
Can we also do Purge stories? Because, ooh, I got a humdinger. No.
That time you purged that guy?
Yeah, buddy.
I threw up at my 8th grade graduation.
Go on.
In the ceremony? Or?
Yeah, like we were sitting on the stage, and I was so sick. I don't know why I was so sick.
Bone collector?
I was so embarrassed. And I felt like this is going to ruin me. I mean, I'm going into high school now, and everybody's going to know me as a kid who puked at last year.
Yeah.
That's the name of my school. And
did a lot of the kids from your 8th grade go to the same high school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I'd be like, this is my send-off. Fuck it. I'll throw up on everybody.
Hardly anybody saw it, I don't guess. And just nobody cared. I mean, everybody's got their own shit to deal with going into 9th grade.
And then the smell hit the crowd.
Boom, Baba. Boom, Baba.
Yeah, that was my puke story.
Puke story! I'm going, guys. Okay, so we're at this Halloween party, right? Me and Jeff, we're at this Halloween party.
Oh, jeez.
I was dressed as Abraham Lincoln. Dead Abraham Lincoln. I was dressed as Jack the Ripper, but everyone thought I was Abraham Lincoln. So, we're playing.
Did you have a beard?
I had a goatee. I shaved a goatee.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think old Abe had a... Well, no, I'm sorry. I had a Van Dyke. Which is a mustache / beard.
Thank you for clearing
that up. Yes, you're welcome. The point of order. I don't know if Jack the Ripper had a Van Dyke either. Probably not. But at any rate, I thought
no, because Jack the Ripper was a woman.
Oh, the Jews are the ones what done it.
What?
What?
You read From Hell. He wrote that on the wall, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
okay.
That one definitely needed clarification. Tired.
We're going to have to edit some context into that one.
Okay, so we're playing beer pong, and we're playing with like Bud Light or something. So we're just slugging Bud Lights, and I'm nowhere near drunk. Not even close. But all of a sudden, at some point, after slugging about 12 Bud Lights, because we were winning, or no, I guess we were losing at that point.
No one wins
at
Bud Light.
We had played games in a row, so eventually we won. But just cup after cup of disgusting, filthy, hairy, beer pong encrusted Bud Light, I felt a little bit of a welling in my soul. And you know that feeling you get when you're about to vomit, like where you can't stop swallowing. You're like, oh, this is happening.
And I so call like, those I false alarms.
Like, I was like, hey, buddy. We had our other buddy there, and I was like, tag out, tag out. I ran out the front door, and I threw up, but I managed to hold it in my mouth. But then,
to this day.
But then it came the second wave, and there was no more holding it, and I literally projectile vomited about 5 feet away from myself, and then, like, as I finished, I looked up, and there was a girl standing right in front of me. I didn't get it on her, thank God, but she was like...
Missed opportunity.
Are you okay? She did amazing. And I was like, oh, yeah.
You answered with a second volley. She was your vomit given form.
Projectile vomit. That happens. That's a thing.
I can't believe you told that's Halloween vomit.
There's another. I'm saving it for the next time, yeah. Because in the other one, I never projectile vomited straight at another human.
You just held it in your hand.
No. And then I continued walking up and down the street puking at intervals, and then I went back to the party. And then later on that night, I did pull down a number, so. I still made it work for me. After cleaning up a bit.
Oh, you're the guy who's been puking all night. That's hot.
You're that puking Abraham Lincoln.
Here, give me your hand. You rush into the room.
That was my costume. I can't believe you forgot that. Lincoln.
Wow, not every guy can go 5 feet.
When I was in college, some friends and I decided to do something called a lock-in, which is where you basically shelter in place with a keg of beer. And you play drinking games, and basically you just try to kill the keg.
And each other.
Or yourselves.
With alcohol poisoning.
And one of our friends was a Chinese-American fellow who, not surprisingly, was highly allergic to alcohol. But he was game. It didn't stop him from drinking. And we used to call him Big Red. Because when he would drink, his whole body would turn bright red. But he earned a new nickname that night, which was the Dragon. Because he got up from the couch, bright red, from the tips of his ears to the tips of his toes, and waddled into the bathroom. And we think that what happened was he saw the reflection of the toilet in the mirror and thought that was the toilet. And then he just unleashed this unholy fire hose of dark green Chinese food across the mirror, off the wall, all across the ceiling, down through the shower. I think he got it everywhere. I don't think he got a drop in the toilet. But he just painted this bathroom in, like, 50 pounds of Chinese food.
What do you say, Drew? Puke stories?
I don't really have much of a story.
Mm-hmm.
I puked one time.
Yeah.
Zombie escape survival plan.
Zombie escape survival plan. Hey, we can all make a plan for a zombie escape.
My apartment has one door. There's no plan. I go outside. That's all there is.
Zombies are inside?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's one door.
Movable skull is going to be the problem.
It's one door, and there's a sliding glass door that's stuck shut. So what the fuck am I going to do? Nothing. Go out the front or die in the apartment.
I wrote a whole script that was essentially my zombie escape survival plan because the movie... As a movie, it would have been terrible, but it was like...
As a plan, it was airtight.
Oh, yeah. It was like, fill my bathtub with water, because nobody ever addresses the water issue in a zombie apocalypse.
What's the water issue?
You need water.
You need water.
Oh. Well, that's like an earthquake thing.
Yeah,
everybody's...
Yeah, that's a survival. So I filled up my bathtub with water, had the... be upstairs. It's a good one. Actually, I also live next to a school with a big fence all the way around it, so might go there. They probably have some tuna fish.
What about all the kids in the school that turn into zombies?
Kill them, I guess. Or they probably, wait for the weekend. They'll go home from instinct.
Just hold, everybody hold off on the zombie apocalypse till the weekend, okay?
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Huh?
Do any of you guys have a gun?
No.
Not anymore.
So, do you have a machete?
Yes.
I have a Conan sword. I have Conan's father sword above the TV.
I have two rapiers.
So you basically are unarmed and you guys are going to kill all the
No, humans. I just said I have Conan's father sword above the fucking TV.
I have two rapiers, a broadsword, a katana, and a machete.
Oh, I got a katana too. I didn't even count that.
You have a demon broadsword?
Well, the broadsword and the rapiers are set props, but the katana and the machetes are real.
We've been talking about getting a gun forever. Okay. I got that black powder pistol.
You definitely don't want to do that.
I want to.
You have
three
fun.
Kids in the house.
I used to have a gun until I got rid of it.
You want to keep your toilet.
Oh. Did I ever tell you guys the story about how I got rid of the gun?
No. Yeah, I want to hear that. You said you used to have a gun. What
yeah.
happened?
So it wasn't my gun. It was my mother's. And so she died. And I was going through her things. And I found her gun. And I found her ammo because she bought the gun after someone broke into the house. And then once the fear of getting broken in again left, she promptly forgot about it and we couldn't find it and didn't know where it was. It was the kind that's not legal in California anymore. It was legal at the time she bought it, but not anymore. No, it was a small handgun, one of those like... I guess they're like a Saturday Night Special or something.
Let's just say extended clip with Teflon cop killer bullets.
And so...
It's a plasma rifle, 41 range.
And so I'm talking to a friend of mine...
Just what you see here, pal.
About it. And I said, yeah, so I need to get rid of my mother's gun. And he's like, this is what you do. You bring the gun to me. You call the police and tell them that the gun was stolen. And he's like going through all this stuff. And I'm like... yeah, I don't feel comfortable doing this. And he's like, no, so trust me, it'll work. I've done this before. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to take it to the police station.
Was
so,
this your friend with the gang tattoos?
No, this is someone completely different.
You willingly brought a gun into a police station?
So, well, I'm not done with the story yet. I called the police. And said, yeah, I have a gun. I want to surrender it. I want to get rid of it. It belonged to my mother. And whatever. And they're like, yeah, just bring it in. I'm like,
this is a trap.
That was my first thought. I'm like, wait, just bring it in. They're like, yeah, just bring the gun in. I'm like, okay. So I get to the police station and I walk in. And I said, yeah, I called earlier about surrendering a firearm. And because I'm trying to figure out how to word it, I didn't want to just walk in and say, hey, I've got a gun. And they're like, yeah, just go out into the car and bring it in. And I'm like, oh.
I'm like, we'll wait for you here.
Yeah, this.
We'll be ready when you get back.
I'm like, yeah.
I'll be back.
And I'm thinking to myself, how can he say that so casually? I don't, what the, so... I'm looking around the car to try to find a bag or something I could carry it in. So
you didn't
I'm not
bring
just...
it in the bag?
Well, and so I didn't want to just walk in like that. So I carry it in and I'm like,
OP,
and
know?
I leave it on the counter and I'm like, yeah, this is it here. And they pretty much pull it out, look at it. And they're like trying to open it, but it can't because it's been like, 15 years or longer since it was last used, so they can't open the revolver barrel, and he's doing all sorts of stuff that even me, someone who doesn't really use a gun, knows better than to do, like looking through the barrel and stuff. and I'm like,
you sure you're at the police station?
yes, it had police on the outside, and these people were in uniforms, and it's like, okay, and they're like, yeah. Why don't you try to sell it and get some money for it? And I'm like, first thing I started thinking about is my friend who was saying all this stuff, and I'm like, you guys don't take. They're like, we could take it, but we're not going to pay you for it. You could take it to a gun store and get something for it and the ammo. And I'm like, okay, so
trying to get them guns off the streets.
Well, that's what I thought they did. I thought you know they were supposed to give you like a gift certificate to like Taco Bell or something
shoes or something.
And so I took it to the gun store. They were like, you can't buy these in California anymore. So we're
the
fucking
cop didn't even know that.
Well, jeez, I don't know what they know and what they don't know anymore, but I took it to the gun store. They said, we can't give you much for this because we can't resell it because these guns aren't legal to sell in California anymore. So we'll give you $50 for it. I got more for the ammo than I got for the gun.
And then they booked you for selling that gun in California.
Well,
and then the police jumped out.
I was really surprised. I mean, the thing about guns is I was so surprised at how few questions they asked me about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and here I am, a black guy with a gun going to a police station, and it's like, it was like no big deal for them. Like, whatever, it's a gun. Here, take it back. I'm like, so, yeah, that was a very interesting experience that didn't work out anywhere close to what I had expected it would work out.
And then the very next day, your house got broken into.
Yeah.
My grandmother, I got some of her old guns. She had an arsenal.
It should be noted that Elliot's grandmother is legendary. So I'm not surprised she had a large arsenal.
She had a couple of guns, and one of them, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a 32 or a 11. I don't know. It was some janky-ass, old-ass gun. And
like something the Predator would give you?
Work with this, I think he gave me like $25 for it.
With no permit.
I told my mother, I sold one of, we call my grandmother Cole. I sold one of Cole's guns. And she was like, what are you, like an arms dealer? You selling a dead woman's guns? What's wrong with it? She didn't really mad, but she was just like, I can't believe you just like, going around selling shit, like, what else do you have in here that you're going to sell?
Let me just point out that this is everyday life for these guys. This was normal.
Having women's guns to sell?
Yeah.
Sell the matriarch's guns.
I still have her 22, which is just, probably about as effective as using, if there was a zombie outbreak and I had that gun, I'd be like,
you could hammer the nails to barricade the door with the fucking gun.
All right, I don't think we're going to do any better than that.
Zombie survival guides.
I want some guns. I want some guns.
So it is time once again to close the Six Demon Bag. I would like to give special thanks to Colleen Green for the use of her song Why Do You Call Me off the Green One album. You can find us at Six Demon Bag Podcast at Gmail, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can tweet us at Six Demon Podcast.
This is Ed. If you want to find more about me, you can look at my blog, emyrtalek.wordpress.com, Delirium Tremens, or Facebook. I'm there all the time.
This is Jeff. You can find more at Carter Wrote It on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Drew. You can find me on Twitter at GenFactor.
This is Ryan. You can check out my YouTube at 20th Century RG. And Elliot, you got any place you want people to find you?
This is Elliot. You can find me on the corner of Swanson and Western.
Selling old ladies' guns.